Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, good morning, party people.
Good morning. Sorry. People, when it's snowing and you're driving on these back roads, slow down. Because if you get stuck in my yard and I have to go out there in my footsie pajamas to give you my cell phone, I'm going to be very, very upset.
When did that happen?
Just now. Kid you not.
Is it
and I get a drink and I hear this whole loud noise. Yes.
That kind of business? Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I would love to have some music for you, but Chrome is not cooperating this morning. This is why we will break up Chrome. It'll be over between us.
Chrome and I are having issues this morning. We're not happy with each other.
Chrome and I are about to break up. So we... I don't even know if y'all can hear us. If you can hear us, send us a tweet this morning, our regular listeners.
We hope you can hear us.
I don't know if you can. Chrome is just not cooperating at all.
Oh, no.
So I'm, like, shutting stuff down.
That's never any good.
Maybe that'll help. I don't know. Chrome, do we need to talk? Do we need to have a talk again? Is it that talk again, Chrome? Do we need to discuss how you're not living up? Yeah, how you're not living up to your end of this bargain, Chrome?
She is calling you out, Chrome. Calling you out.
You know, first of all, man, this weekend has been
awful. Did you party too hard?
I didn't party at all this weekend. I stayed in. I probably should have partied because it is freaking cold this morning. Let me just tell you, it is cold. Is it? Well, I know it's cold where you are. You got snow, but. It was nice and warm yesterday. It was like 75. And Baby Natrix and I were actually outside, get this, raking leaves.
Oh, wow.
You know how exciting my life is. So we raked up all the leaves.
That sounds like totally an exciting life.
I know. Try to contain yourselves from the excitement. But that's what we did yesterday. And Saturday I had...
Red carpet raking leaves.
Right, I have no recollection of Saturday at all. And I wasn't even drinking. I have no recollection of Saturday, where I was, what happened. The whole day is just gone from my mind. I don't know. I really don't. Did I talk to you Saturday, Ginger?
I don't remember.
I really don't know. Apparently I was doing something. I posted stuff on Facebook about my Sims. I think I'm developing a second personality or something. Can you get a job, second personality or something? I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, she needs to be busy. If you're going to be stepping in, you need to get a job. All right, so anyway, good morning to you lovely people. Again, we have no music to give you or to play for you. Ah, look at that. Now she comes on with the music. Chrome, we are breaking. We don't even need the music now. Okay, so on to other announcements and things. We hinted last week that we would have some news. We have managed to con. We managed to snag ourselves a new writer.
Yay!
And he's all big time and stuff. You know, his name is Jerrold Garrett. He has been wanting to write for us. Again, I say there's no accounting for taste. I don't know why he loves us so much. But after reading his work, he is amazing, like on a Ginger level amazing. You know, it's rare that you run across the Gingers and these types. That's why we keep our staff small. I only take amazing people. But anyway,
so sweet.
Yeah, it took a couple of months of him harassing me, read my stuff. So I did, and I was highly impressed in some of the work that he's done. And I will let him brag for himself. You can go and harass him. He's on Facebook. Jerrold Garrett, go look for him. Hi, Jerrold.
You're going to have to link me because I don't know how to spell that.
URAL and then space Garrett, double R, double T, by the way. And he and Black.
Google, are you kidding me?
Yeah, him and Blaster are supposedly working on some evil plot and machination for the beginning of the year. I don't know anything about that. It's a guy thing, so, yeah. I think we've got to keep an eye on them. I don't like this male uprising. I told him that. There's a male uprising going on Gimmatrix. We are not fond of. We got to keep the men's down, Ginger.
Down with the penis.
No, we don't want the penis. Never mind, it's daytime. I can't say that. Okay, so... We got lots of good news.
That is twice in a row. Google has just up and... Oh, Google has crashed.
Is it Google? It's Chrome, isn't it? Are you going to have to...
Yeah, Chrome. I guess so. I mean, because that is like...
I don't know.
15 minutes before the show, did it. And now it's just done it again. No reason.
I thought at first it was Frankie, and I've tried it on two different PCs here, and Chrome is not acting right. We're not going to even talk about the Shockwave plugins. In fact, this is how much Chrome and I may be leaning towards breaking up now that I think about it. There's a game on Google Chrome, on Google Plus, that I have been trying to play for 3 months. It's called Band Stars. Anybody out there playing this? I hear it is awesome. It's a simulator. You get to be a star, you know, a rock star, and, you know, whatever. I don't really know much about it beyond that because Chrome will not load it. And I tried playing it on Facebook, and but the people over, the good people that created the game apparently realized at some point what big mouths we had, so they decided they would help me. So I have to email them this morning. They're going to get me so I can play. Because I was like, look, I'm needing this game. I don't care how you do it. Fix it. No, I didn't say it like that, but that's what I said in my head. They couldn't hear it. Anybody out there that's played this one, let me know if you were able to get in. And am I wasting my time by harassing them to fix it? Because I had a heating pad on my lap. That's how cold it is in here, man. Is it cold for you? Anyway.
It's a little cold today.
It's a little cold today.
All right.
News. Do some news.
I know, right? Okay. So since we've stalled as long as we can, we got Google to open up at least two stories. So, you know, let's see if this works. Do you remember those rumors a while back about the Steam Box?
Ah, yes, I saw that this morning. Do tell.
Yeah. Well, they say the rumors about Steam Box, a console-like system powered by Valve's popular digital distribution platform Steam, may very well have turned out to be true after all. Kotaku, those people that we love to hate, recently spoke with Valve co-founder and top executive Gabe Newell, who said that custom PC packages featuring Steam that can go head-to-head with Sony and Microsoft will start shipping in early part of 2013. Certainly our hardware... yeah, I know, that's hot, right? Certainly our hardware will be a very controlled environment. If you want more flexibility, you can always buy a more general-purpose PC. For people who want a more turnkey solution, that's what some people are really going to want for their living rooms. Earlier this month, Valve launched a big picture mode, a special version of Steam that can run on high-definition television sets that also provides support for the use of a controller. Newell also hinted that it is already working on an updated Steam engine that would be capable of working on next-generation consoles. That's hot. Of course, the likelihood of Microsoft and Sony cooperating with them on this seems pretty possible. No word on what the special hardware they are developing would use for an operating system. They say they guess that Linux or Android and not a Microsoft OS like Windows 8 would be used.
Oh, come on, Gabe. Stop with the Microsoft hatred. We all know it's not the best, but you don't have to just out and out hate them.
Oh, they're totally going to hate on them. You know they're totally going to hate on them.
Annoying.
Mm-hmm. He's a fanboy. Well, you know. Nothing else to say or do that's going to make him like Microsoft.
It is a sad, sad day.
It is, actually. I was reading some of the news. It is a sad day. Why do y'all... Oh, you know what? I'll get into that later.
All right. And wait a minute. I gotta harass Geral here for a second. He is coming. I'm going to get you. It's on, boy. I forgot what I was going to say. See, this has been happening all weekend. This has been happening since I hit my head. Can y'all believe that? Y'all believe that? I was crazy before, but it's worse.
Yeah, I was like, say, wait a minute. Are we going to say you only started becoming crazy? Because, yeah, I'm pretty sure we have audio proof otherwise.
Okay, I got to harass him. Okay, so I got a couple things.
You ain't got nothing.
I do. I got good stuff, and I have lost my – I've lost the video. Okay, here we go. In case those of you who were wondering, the end of days is upon us. Yes.
No.
There's apparently some doomsday prophesizing going on. You heard about this, Ginger?
I know what you're talking about. Yes, I did read that.
December 21st. UTC, the world is going to end. We don't want y'all to panic. It is the apocalypse, the last goodbye, the final curtain call. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Now, whether you believe this or not, there is one man who does, Mr. Joel Bylos, who's the game director on The Secret World, and he's now calling himself the professed 2012 Doomsday Prophet. Mr. Bylos, known primarily as the happy-go-lucky Australian, he's an Aussie, we like Aussies, who has brought much joy to hundreds of thousands of us gamers through his work on The Age of Conan and The Secret World, has just released a video where he has begun chronicling his final days on Earth, and we just tweeted that video out to you. According to Joel, the video is apparently the first in a series that he's putting together to bring attention to what he calls the end of all things. However, Funcom is advising you not to watch it. They say it's just nonsense. Especially that the bit near the end where he keeps trying to force the corporate hand to relinquish the subscription requirement. Anyway, it is hilarious. You should probably go check it out. Not probably, go check it out. Let us know what you think. Other juicy news. Man, that's some angry gamers. I understand your pain, though, really. UK Developer Rebellion has been apologizing over and over and over to fans that the servers for its title Sniper Elite have been shut down, and explained that the decision was taken without its consent by publisher Glue. A few weeks ago, the online multiplayer servers for Sniper Elite were suddenly switched off by Glue, the third-party service. They're saying we've been paying to maintain them. I can't talk this morning, said Rebellion senior producer Steve Hart in a statement he sent out to the community. He says, for the past 7 years, we have run these servers at a cost to ourselves so that the fans of Sniper Elite could continue to play online for free. This decision by Glue was not taken in consultation with us and was beyond our control.
Wow, that's juicy.
The move seems to have been made by Glue, which owns multiplayer services provider GameSpy Technology. Yes, those people, without any official announcement to the users. Those users were also reporting that Hidden and Dangerous 2, Wings of War, SWAT 4, Neverwinter Nights titles, Star Wars Battlefront, and Flight Simulator X have also suffered similar fates. They said they've been talking to Glue since to try and get the servers turned back on. He says, we have been informed that in order to do so would cost us tens of thousands of pounds a year, far in excess of how paying previously. Ooh, that's called blackmail. Such an ugly word.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Because the game relies on Glue and GameSpy's middleware, the entire multiplayer aspect of the game would have to be redeveloped by us again at the cost of many tens of thousands of pounds. Angry fans of the affected games have started a Facebook group called Get Our Powered by GameSpy Multiplayer Servers Back, though so far it has only attracted 11 likes. Oh. Last month, Glue cut jobs at its Kirkland, Washington, and San Francisco, California offices and closed its San Paulo, Brazil operations. I am sorry to hear that, my poor gamers and poor people who lost their jobs. That is horrible. How could... What, GameSpy...
Is there music in your background?
No.
All right, that was strange. Okay.
Do you hear music?
I did for just a second or two, and then it stopped.
Are you on our sim in Second Life? Because that's been happening quite a bit there. We were doing the show the other day. I started hearing somebody talking and music, and there was nobody on our sim, so I couldn't figure out where it's coming from. So that might be what you're hearing.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's a lot of hate. For Windows. Oh, my God. And I'm going to lose my voice. All right, so Paul Johnson from UK-based developer Rubicon has deleted a scathing rant posted earlier today aimed at Windows RT and Microsoft, claiming that his game, Great Big War Game, made just £52 from Windows RT Marketplace in its first week on sale. He claims that Windows RT port cost his company an estimated £10,000. In a post on the company's official blog that has since been deleted and replaced with something much kinder to Microsoft.
Oh, I wonder why.
I know, right? He slammed Microsoft for burying his game within the marketplace and for the lack of support. A week after release, we had made the princely sum of £52 in sales. That's not a typo. And despite this, and the fact that GBWG is one of only several halfway decent launch titles, Microsoft has confirmed they will not give us any promotional features or help us with visibility in any way.
Oops. I wouldn't either after you started to talk bad about me. I'm sorry.
If you're familiar with their new store, this means our app is forever consigned to the garbage bin, presumably earning us less than 52 a week in the future. Even if that rate, Even if that rate is sustained, it will just take under 2 years before we recoup the salary paid to the guy who did the port. We have wasted a lot of time, resources, and money on supporting this platform, and all that happened was that we got spat on. Apple regularly promotes our apps, he says. Android regularly promotes our apps. Even RIM, which is BlackBerry, by the way, regularly promotes our apps.
Oh, my God.
We enjoy working with those companies, and it's nice to see them acknowledge that we bring them some small amount of additional value to their setup. Firms our size need to get a bit of a leg up, and we go out of our way to show our gratitude to the above for helping us out in this way from time to time. Microsoft, on the other hand, clearly does not value us at all. Even whilst there's almost nothing to promote, they will not feature our title for bizarre admin reasons. And this is whilst their store is empty and they need developers like us to fill their store far more than developers like us need to pay them $50 a week. Wow, people.
Ginger, can you still hear me, by the way?
I can still hear you. What's going on?
My Google Chrome has crashed. We are breaking up.
Google! You swore. Stop it.
I mean, really.
This is not cool, man. It's not cool. What is going on with you, Google?
I usually love you. We are breaking up after today, Chrome, if I remember that is. It's over between us.
Something. This is just ridiculous.
I was about to share with you all some good news, but no, Google wants to act up. No. Why, Google? Why? All right.
Oh, and then I go and mute myself because Google is not a nice person right now. All right.
You got to do a second story while the site gets reset because Google Chrome won't crash.
That is fine. That is fine. All right. So she was going to do a story that was not cool, so I'm going to go ahead and do one for her. It's not really cool. Eurocom enters into administration, lays off all of the remaining staff. That is not cool right here. Right here at Christmas, too. Eurocom has entered administration and ceased trading with the remaining staff laid off. This is according to a statement from administrators given to Eurogamer. Last month, the studio was forced to let a large portion of its staff go. Eurocom most recently developed 007 Legends for Activision. Today, a statement from the administrators revealed just how bad the financial situation really is. As a result of pressure from HMRC, the directors of Eurocom filed a notice of intention to appoint an administrator at court in order to allow time for attempts to save the Eurocom business. The administrator and the company's directors have been negotiating with customers surrounding new contracts to develop new console games. However, these contracts could not be secured in time, and due to insufficient funds to pay outstanding wages, Eurocom today entered administration. Wow.
Ooh.
It goes on to announce that the remaining 42 employees of Eurocom have been laid off, and the company has ceased trading. That's just, I'm so sorry, Eurocom. I'm so sorry to the people who worked at Eurocom. Man, right here at Christmas, that is just never the time to lay people off. And, you know, usually I'm calling people Scrooges for this. This is not so much a Scrooge deal as this is bad business. How did you let your business get into such a hole? Come on.
Oh, that is a sad, sad thing.
Sad, 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 sad thing.
All right, two things I'm going to share with you.
You ain't going to share nothing.
Well, first, I want to get you guys ready because it's that time again.
Uh-oh, what you got?
Well, hopefully you're watching Twitter, and hopefully yesterday you were watching the History Channel because they ran that show again. Zombies and Plagues. I'm about to tweet it out to you. Make sure you are paying attention. You know what else? I think they updated a little bit. Remember when we actually, you got this from someone else at the CDC, the list on how to survive a zombie attack? Do you remember that, Ginger? Hello, Ginger. Can't hear you, baby.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Can't hear you, Ginger. Yeah. Okay, so they actually featured that in the particular show this time as something serious to begin with. History Channel, I'm going to need you not to cause riots and incite mayhem. That is our job. But one of the people came on the show and said that.
Our job to incite mayhem and riots.
That's right. But one of the guys on there said it's not so much as that we believe this will happen. It's, you know, hopefully we get people thinking about being prepared for any type of disaster, because if you're prepared for zombies, obviously you're prepared for all types of things, floods, hurricanes and so on and so forth. Now, we do want to tell you guys, just because you are a gamer does not mean you're going to survive the zombie apocalypse. And you need to watch this show, so it'll tell you why. Because just because you have a chainsaw or a screwdriver does not make you, you know, the survivor. The survivor is not going to be the guy who's like the one in The Walking Dead, the one that's going to survive are going to be. Actually, they said the people like me and Ginger. You know how we keep playing the fishing games and the planting and all that stuff, the farmer game?
Yes.
Yeah, they said we're going to last a whole lot longer than you. See, this is where your gaming knowledge comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been paying attention to these fishing and farming games, you start learning which plants are which, the ones who have real plants, that is. Which plants are which ones are good, which ones are easy to grow, which ones you can't grow, which ones are good to eat if you're sick. See, we know all this stuff and how to fish.
Yes, we do.
From playing games. So don't think you're going to be, you know, whoever the action star is that you like. You're not going to be like Altair or whoever running around jumping off buildings and stabbing people and killing zombies. And they're saying even the military most likely is going to learn the time-honored art of running away. So you need to remember to run. Don't stay and fight. Run. And if you've seen the
man, you're just talking about zombies, and my door starts to like creak open. It's my stupid cat.
Were you about to get up and stab and ask?
I was too. I was like, what in the world is going on?
Well, God, if you had screamed, it would have been hilarious.
Not funny. Not funny. That's a little scary. Just a tiny bit scary.
All right. The other thing I wanted to share with you guys while you're over at the History Channel, also, you might want to, if you want an iPhone, now is the time to get one, although I know a certain young lady who is defected to the droid this morning, ZQ77, that's right. I'm telling everybody about you and your new droid. The iPhone 5, of course, is supposed to be really popular this season, but Best Buy is actually wanting you to buy it. They really want you to have one. They are taking $50 off the price of the Apple. I don't know which one. I think it's the iPhone 5. So it will start at around $149 on a two-year contract. Don't do it. More expensive models are affected by the deal as well, with the 32-gigabyte and 64-gigabyte versions running for $249 and $349 respectively. Don't do it. The price cut also extends to last year's iPhone 4S, which runs as low as $50 on a contract. Don't do it. You'll want to keep a few things in mind. However, according to VentureBeat, the deal only runs until January, and there's a limit of 2 devices per person. Don't buy it. Best Buy is also limiting which devices are available for shipping, which may be a deal breaker for some of you because you don't want to have to drive 50 miles out of your way just to get a deal on $50. That's your gas. So if you want an iPhone, don't do it. You can get one from Best Buy on a contract. Now let me just tell you why I keep whispering don't do it. You hear me talk about Virgin Mobile all the time. Virgin Mobile now carries iPhones. Now, you say, what does that mean? You don't have to have a contract. You pay the money, the same money you paid Best Buy, the $249, the $149, the $349. You walk away with an iPhone, and it is pay as you go. You can get a $25 plan, and if you don't talk a whole lot, and that's, you know, your 300, 400 minutes a month, but you have unlimited web. Did you hear what I said? Unlimited web texting. You could be on Facebook all day freaking long. You can download a Skype app and still talk to your friends. I also found the coolest app this weekend. It's not for iPhone, but it's for Droid, that is actually a free hotspot creator. And we used it this weekend, my cousin and I. And it works beautifully. It's free. And it's very small. Small little app. Whereas right now, if you have a contract on an iPhone, if you're with Sprint or some other company like that, you are paying through the nose for a hotspot. Because my cousin still has her iPhone, and she's like, she's also going to be defecting back to Droid. Or she says, if not Droid, then I will be getting an iPhone from Virgin Mobile. But she was most impressed that that LG Optimus was able to give off a Wi-Fi hotspot for a bunch of people. It was really weird having those people.
That is kind of cool, though.
Yeah. And it was a very small, I don't even think that app is a full megabyte. It's very small. And you push it, turn it on, and you can secure it very easily with whatever password, little drop-down menu. It's the securest one, too, the WPSK. You guys, my geeks know what that means.
Very nice. Very nice.
WPSK connection. You know what? That might be why that girl was dropping. Some computers don't. You know what? I'm having a whole conversation with myself. You have to stop me when I do that, Ginger. Jesus.
Something a little bit disturbing, totally. All right, not just a little bit disturbing, a lot disturbing today.
More disturbing than zombies?
Yeah, just about, actually. PlayStation is now evil, apparently. Syrian rebels, smarter than we thought they were, now have a tank powered by a PlayStation controller.
What? A real one?
Yeah. I'm pulling this from Yahoo Tech section. They pulled it from the Atlantic Wire.
I'm sorry, that's sexy.
Right? As Syria's rebels work to overthrow the tanky-quick Assad regime, they've learned that it helps to have tanks of their own. They deserve bonus points for integrating video game technology. Wow. The opposition forces 100% made in Syria armored vehicle, the Sham 2, named for ancient Syria and assembled out of spare parts over the course of a month, the Sham 2 sort of roughs around the edges, but it's got impressive guts. It rides on the chassis of an old diesel car, and it's fully encased in light steel that's rusted from the elements. Five cameras are mounted around the tanks outside, and there's a machine gun mounted on a turning turret. Inside, it kind of looks like a man cave. A couple of flat-screen TVs are mounted on the opposite walls. The driver sits in front of one, controlling the vehicle with a steering wheel, and the gunner sits at the other, aiming the machine gun with a PlayStation controller. Yeah, Sham 2 is headed up to the devastated city of Aleppo to join the combat forces there. Meanwhile, the rebel forces continue to close in on Damascus and Assad's shrinking regime. All right, so we don't need to go into all that, but oh my God, they've got a tank controlled by a PlayStation controller.
I cannot tell you how sexy that is.
On one hand, I want to say that it's totally sexy. On the other hand, I want to say, oh my God, you're using video games for evil.
I don't know if it's evil. How come our guys haven't done it is my question.
No, we totally have something more awesome than that.
What do we have, Ginger? Can you tell? Can you tell us?
Controlled by a controller that guys don't even have to sit in. It's huge.
Oh, that's right. We do have those droids. Don't we have droids?
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to say hello to whoever sent me an invitation on Pinterest, or sent us an invitation, to join a board called Droids. Cyborgs, I'm sorry. I love it. Who is this? Ah, for the love of geek. Oh, my God, she's adorable. The girl who sent this to us. Thank you for the invitation. You are so adorable. You are so adorably geeky. And the eyebrows are sick, girl. Love it.
Corey has a thing for eyebrows, apparently.
I do. That's my second thing that I have a fetish about. My feet always have to be pretty, and my eyebrows, I like for them to be pretty. They're not always pretty, unfortunately. My feet are, though. Got to have pretty feet. Man.
I'm not really enough to actually really care about my eyebrows, so.
Okay. What was I thinking? What was I saying? I don't even know what I was talking about. Okay, I got news.
Police unable to identify man who fell from sky. All right, I got to stop reading.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning,
Joe. The text section that doesn't go in the text section.
Good morning, Joe. Oh, man, this is a crazy Monday. Is anybody else thinking this is like the craziest Monday ever? Okay. All right. We were telling you last week about the Wii U, how they were restricting their own content. Well, apparently this wasn't good enough for German law. Adult content in Wii U's European eShop can only be sold at specific times due to legal restrictions in Germany. This is according to Eurogamer. Nintendo's European base is in Germany, which makes it subject to regulations preventing the sale of 18-plus content outside of a specific time slot. As a result, in the UK, games like Assassin's Creed 3 and Zombie U can only be purchased through the eShop between midnight and 3 a.m., just like we told you. In Germany, adult content can only be purchased between midnight and 4 a.m., and if you're reading, you have read this already, you're probably wondering, that doesn't say midnight, it says 22. Yeah, that's UK time, people. Okay, so at Nintendo, this will be always aimed to provide a safe gaming experience for fans of all ages and ensure that we comply with applicable legal age restriction requirements across Europe. Legal age restriction requirements vary across a number of European countries. Since Nintendo of Europe is based in Germany, Nintendo eShop is complying with German Youth Protection Regulation, which therefore applies to all European markets. Under German law, content rated 18-plus must be made available only at night. I wish they would do that here, actually. We need some type of restriction. So we'll see. We will see. No tweeting me during this show. Or texting me, rather. Stop it. Bad people, bad. All right. So Ms. Ginger has had to step away because there's incidents going on outside. So I'm going to continue on here. Got some other interesting news that popped up over the weekend. If only I could breathe through my nose, would be so, so helpful. All right. Oh, are you ready with your next story? Because mine is spinning, spinning, spinning. I love when it does that. Spin, spin, spin.
I am back. I just had to go see what all that noise and racket was. I was like, wait a minute, my cat's locked up. Why am I... Is that really zombies out there? Okay, so. Layoffs at OpenFate owner Gree. Not cool, not cool. Mobile games publisher and developer Gree has laid off 25 employees today. The layoffs are directly tied to the shutdown of its mobile social gaming platform, OpenFate. Gree, which recently announced the closure of mobile social gaming platform OpenFate, is focusing its U.S. business primarily on its own titles and developer partner titles. As part of the company's integral organization, reorganization, the majority of the Gree Games platform team will be transitioned to new departments with redundancies in some areas. The overall Gree platform business will begin transitioning to its operations in Tokyo as part of this change. Gree purchased OpenFate for $104 million in April of 2011. The company surprised developers when it decided last month to shut down by the year's end. The company later apologized for giving game developers using the technology such short notice. Yes, because that was kind of a penis move. In a stark contrast to the layoffs... which, of course, you know, the writer says they're assuming it's going to save some money. The company recently announced it would invest $3 million in investments for My Horse developer Monkey Fun. Monkey Fun. Well, all right. So there's that. More layoffs. Sorry, folks. Stop laying off people right here at Christmas. That's just not nice. Not nice at all.
Okay, Mr. Joe, I believe that is just you having issues hearing us because I can hear us when I play us on our page. Might want to refresh. Oh, you know what? He probably can't hear me. All right. Refresh your page, Joe. You know what? And I'm going to make Joe laugh whenever he can't hear us again. Remember I was harassing you. I can't find my expansion packs. You know why I can't find two of them? Because they're digital. I downloaded them from Origin.
That would be a very good reason why you cannot find two of your expansion packs.
I logged into Origin over the weekend, and it was like, oh, I bought those.
Aren't you glad Origin didn't completely go out yet?
Well, oh, man, I can tell you what. If it had gone out and I realized I had purchased them, they were going to send me a hard copy, me and EA. Issues. They think we've been mean to them. Oh, you don't want to mess with my games. I'm already mad at them when they bought out PopCap and I lost my Lemonade Tycoon game because I love that game. It's like nobody's business. Yeah. Also, I can't spill the beans. Okay, you guys make sure you keep watching our Twitter space. We have something, not just a new writer, but we have something new coming today, which I'll have to be the first to do because, you know, and the chief Indian around these here parts, I have to do it first, and then I hand it off to the gingers and the snows and all of them because I've been griping at them, and then I have to do it first. Can't gripe at them until I do it, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll be first, and it is the coolest thing. You guys are going to love it.
You ain't. What else you got?
Oh, I can't tell them. I'm going to tell you. I can tell you after. All right. Speaking of PopCap, they are recruiting. I wish I could talk this morning. I hate Mondays. A job listing over at EA reveals that PopCap is working on a AAA console titled powered by the Frostbite 2 engine. The successful candidate will be working with the Burnaby branch of the company, famed for runaway casual successes such as Peggle and Plants vs. Zombies. The ad for the generalized software engineer to join the Seattle-based studio has the recommended requirements that you should have includes console experience and working knowledge of client-server architecture, suggesting an online component to the game will be included in whatever they're working on. The post reads that this is a great opportunity to join a small, highly energetic team creating a game with PopCap's signature humor and charm. Now, whilst EA has yet to officially confirm this game or what it might be, a suggestion by our peoples over our, not our peoples, but our frenemies, well, they could be our peoples, it says that the title, Kotaku, says that the title will probably be Plants vs. Zombie game or likely a shooter in the vein of Team Fortress. Ooh. Well, that'll get Blaster.
We'll never see Blaster again.
We don't see him anyway. You know,
I know, right? He never comes and visits.
He says to me, I'm sick the other day. this is not during a podcast day, but I'm sick. I'm so sick. Oh, I feel horrible. Why do I see him on Steam? I know he's coughing and sneezing all over his keyboard. I heard him. He's sick. He sounds
horrible. That's not
good.
But
that does not stop him from playing Team Fortress. That's what I was imagining he was doing. It's like, nasty. Go to sleep when you're sick.
You know. I'm just as bad about that sort of thing, so.
I do. I also need to throw this in there because this is
okay.
I did not know. And now I'm all proud to be a girl gamer. Woman.
What do you know?
Okay, so if you've been looking at, if you've been on your Google today, you probably saw their Google Doodle today, and it's about a woman sitting at a desk. You seen this one, Ginger? And it has a Google written out in some type of her tablet, whatever paper she's writing on. And this is an ode or a tribute to a woman called Lady Ada Lovelace. No, she was not a porn star. She was born 2 years ago. On December 10th, 1815, and she is considered to be the world's first computer programmer. Yes, it was a woman. You guys were not the first. Work. In 1843, she published the very first algorithm intended for use on Charles Babbage's analytical engine. Nearly half a century before the first computers were built, Ada envisioned a day when a single machine would be capable of a myriad of tasks. You know, a computer, limited only by the creativity of its program. So today, their Google Doodle celebrates her prophetic vision for computing with a doodle on the homepage worldwide. Go and check it out. I'm so proud.
That is awesome. I had to go see it.
Isn't she awesome?
Yes, that is totally, that's amazing.
I didn't know this today. Oh, I'm so proud. I have that swell in my chest. No, it's not my boobs. It's the swell, you know, where you're.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Are you really talking about your boobs? Because.
No, that pride, that prideful swell, and aren't we awesome?
Oh,
you're awesome.
All right, so Wombi ice cream allows kids to make ultimate sundaes without the ensuing sugar rush. Wombi ice cream will allow kids ages 4 and up to get creative with their food. The game comes with ample choices of cones, bowls, ice cream flavors, and a slew of toppings. Its variety of options allows a large span of different sundae combinations, and its colorful illustrations and playful gibberish language will keep players engaged. The game opens up on the side of an ice cream truck with a line of customers, and each of them has a sweet tooth. Each customer requests a special sundae, and the game is designed so the requests are different every time. Next, the player heads to the back of the ice cream truck to concoct the perfect sundae. He or she can choose to stick to the customer's order or deviate from the directions. Afterwards, players get to see what the customer thinks of their creation. The game's layout is bubbly and colorful. Friendly customers pop by in forms of smiling elephants, pink lions, and more. So no pink elephants. Anyways, as for the sundae creation station, the desserts are easy on the eyes with an array of soft colors, detailed drawings of tasty toppings, and playful shapes. Wombi ice cream is child-friendly because it's fun and simple to use. Sundaes are created simply by clicking and dragging on different bowls, flavors, and toppings. Once the ultimate dessert is completed, the player drags across the screen to return to the customer. Wombi ice cream is also a learning experience where there is ample room for creativity. It's also an exercise in following directions. Customers will express their satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the flavors and choices of sundae combinations. All right, so Wombi ice cream is $1.99 USD. It's available worldwide through the App Store and has a free light version, which is also released. So this looks like it's only for the only looks like it's for Apple phones so far. So iPad, iPod, iPhone, that whole thing.
They're trying. I would like to say thank you to the people that sent us the press release about your game, and it looks like it would be awesome, only we don't read Polish. So I don't know.
Are you sure we don't read Polish?
I'm very, very sorry. It's called Age of Wulin and Legend of Nine Scrolls.
Sausage.
Huh?
It said hot dog, sausage.
Yes, that's all I know. I would love to share with our readers more about your game if you would give it to us in English. I see you have it in French, and I could probably figure out some things about it. But, hey, English is good for us Americans. We're not as smart as well.
We don't speak English.
Well, we speak American English. I always have to specify that. People said, you know, English people speak English. No, we speak. They speak English.
They speak something, and I haven't quite decided what it is. But it's crazy. It makes me laugh, and they're listening to it. I mean, even just reading it in games, people who speak English.
It's yes.
Something else entirely. It's crazy.
It's different. I'm still. You know what makes me laugh every time I hear it?
What?
When English tells me, don't get your knickers in a twist. Knickers? I love it. Knickers. I know what they are. Okay, some of you don't. Those are English for panties. So but it's just the most adorable thing to hear. I always laugh. It's like, that is not funny. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I know. Look, I know you were trying to, you know, actually be facetious and be angry with me. And
like, I don't know how to describe this. Why? And everything's dear and darling and sweet. And I don't. I use this. It's you know, we don't call each other that here. We're like mean to each other. Or something. I don't know. But that's the other thing. When they get mean with each other, oh my God, gloves come off. It's an horrible thing.
I see you next Tuesday. Word. I always flinch when I hear that one.
Wow.
Oh man. Ah.
We're pretty crude and rude here, but no, no, no.
They go hardcore. I don't think we have any.
So, yeah.
Speaking of our favorite other country that we love so much, this next company is based out of South Wales, Martin Onions. There's a developer creating a game called DJ Space. It's a music creation game that is going to be released on PC and also on mobile handheld devices, such as the iPad, of course. Hopefully they'll do Droid. The player has the ability to create different musical compositions by placing planets on an orbit around a star, with the eventual outcome of creating a unique piece of music that reflects the genre of electric music. There's already an app similar to this on the App Store, which Babynatrix loves. You play your music in it. The name of the album is The Planet, and then the songs are The Orbits. And it actually, you know, it's in space. Really cool little app, but that's pretty much all that one does. So this one will be interesting to see. But DJ Space is supposed to provide something they're calling entertaining and an engaging alternative to previous iteration of music creation games. The DJ Space universe will consist of a number of galaxies that occupy an empty area of space. You're presented initially with a large blank area of space that shows a range of small newly formed galaxies, which at that stage has only a few stars. The player can then interact upon the center of any of these galaxies, which then zooms into the game space where the user can begin producing music. As you complete a section of music, you can call in another star to continue the composition or start a new track. At any time, you'll be able to leave your composition and engage with a new galaxy. The amount of compositions that are created in each galaxy are represented visually to you, the user, and that means the more tracks that are created in the space and larger and more colorful the galaxy will become. Very interesting. They have a Kickstarter project, which we'll be tweeting out to you. Sounds interesting. I want to see what see where you're going with this there, English. So we'll tweet it out to you all.
Did you just call him English?
I call all English people English. So when I say that, I'm talking about all of you. And it's not.
Oh my God.
It's not meant as any disrespect. It's all said in love because we love us some English folks. Wow.
I know.
You too. Martin is. The guy that's the developer, Martin Onions. I thought it was the name of a company. Oh, it's a person.
Does he need a lap warmer?
He's got some nice red hair. Rare. He's cute.
Oh.
He's got a nice accent, too. Okay, anyway, yeah. So anyway, go over to Kickstarter. Geek. Okay, so go over to Kickstarter and give them some love. It's an interesting project. I don't know. Give him some money. He's
all
got
right, backwards there. Yawning, all of a sudden, like a yawn came out of nowhere. It was a wild yawn. All right, so help craft the future of Entropia Universe with your Android mobile device. MMO, real cash economy, app available
what?
Today.
Real cash? What?
Hmm?
What am I talking
about? Right?
I have your simulator in there. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
MindArk, the developer of the largest massively multiplayer online real cash economy, or MMORCE. MMORCE, yes. All right, that's interesting. Announced today the Virtual Tycoon app for mobile devices running Android. This new app allows players in Entropia Universe to take care of in-game business from their mobile Android devices, with iOS support coming early next year. See, that's what I like. You go for Android first. Yeah, baby.
Droid.
Yeah, so we are in a world where people are constantly on the go, and they always have mobile devices with them. This is coming from David Simmons, CEO of MindArk. Since Entropia Universe is nonstop as well, players need access to their characters and accounts whenever and wherever. In short, this is the first step in making the Entropia Universe experience available when away from the computer. Virtual Tycoon gives players full access to the construction system, the auction system, storage, accounting, avatar skills and professions, and a Hall of Fame information. One of the most exciting features is the ability to craft and auction items from your Android mobile device. With full access to storage and all the details of the items contained within, colonists always know what they have to sell and what they need. This amazing overview includes all blueprints and even has a helpful sorting functionality to assist the players in finding the blueprints most suitable to craft at that moment. Awesome. Since Entropia Universe is all about real-world money and business, one of the most requested features in Virtual Tycoon is the ability to easily put items up for auction, use the trade terminal, and access accounts for withdrawals and deposits.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Players also no longer need to fear missing out on a critical auction session, as push notifications can be sent with updates on wins, losses, and current bids. Additionally, the mobile auction system makes it possible to check on the acquisition of materials needed to fulfill detailed construction plans. Finally, players can view and plan the progression of their avatars by easily accessing their skills and professions. That is nuts. Oh, my God. I was thinking, maybe I should go check this out. No.
Oh, I need to check it out. I'm going to need a link.
I do.
I need it. Oh, my God.
I will cube. No.
Oh, I got to play it. All right. Now it's time for the curse. I know a lot of girls cringe when I say that. Guys are like, why would they? It's a girl thing. critically acclaimed app, The Curse, is now available for free on your App Store. That's right, Android 2, Google Play, and Amazon App Store, even. The Curse puts you, the player, into the puzzle-solving test with a gauntlet of 100 difficult logic puzzles to solve to stop the villainous mannequin who was accidentally freed by us for some reason. For a limited time, anyone from iOS, Droid, or Kindle Fire will be able to download the game with a narrative twist for free. F-R-E-E, free. That's right. The Curse was co-produced by mobile developers Toy Studio and Mojo Bones. I love these names. For more information about The Curse, you can pop over to thecursegame.com. Girls, please stop cringing. It's not that curse. It's okay. Breathe.
Are we sure it's not that curse?
We're very sure it's not that curse.
Are you 100% certain it's not that curse?
I be certain. Arr.
Arr.
Uh-oh. There's a new video out, which we will be sharing with you, by the way. It is from Tomb Raider.
Uh-oh.
That game we're waiting for. Oh, I cannot wait until you guys put this out. Come on. Get it done. I'll be tweeting that for you while Miss Ginger's talking.
Very nice. Okay, so SEC urges FAA to lift restrictions on tech devices during flights.
Finally!
Yeah, if you're tired of the captain on your flight telling you to shut off all your electronic devices during takeoffs and landings, you may be happy to hear that the FAA is continuing to examine whether such steps are necessary because there's a little proof to support the notion that such devices actually interfere with an aircraft's vital electronic equipment. You might have been more delighted to hear that the FCC thinks those restrictions should be lifted as well. And a letter to the Federal Aviation Administration, which is, of course, as we know, the FAA, on Thursday, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC Chairman Julius, Genachowski, yeah, sounds right, urged the agency to enable greater use of tablets, e-readers, and other portable devices during flights. This review comes at a time of tremendous innovation as mobile devices are increasingly interwoven into our daily lives. They empower people to stay informed and connected with friends and family. They enable both large and small businesses to be more productive and efficient, helping drive economic growth and boost U.S. competitiveness. The FAA is currently reviewing the issue. With any luck, the FAA will realize that passengers need that extra time to use their phones, play their portable game systems, and use those tablets for productive things like checking out the latest gossip on Radar Online. Really, people? Okay. Plane flights, unless you're going overseas, which is like long flight, it's a couple of hours. Either grab a real book, a magazine, or sleep.
I can't do either because I'm convinced the plane is going to plunge headfirst into the ground. So
we drug you.
No, we all know that doesn't work.
True.
The only drug you could actually give me that might come close to working would be Benadryl, but I won't recover from the Benadryl once we get where we're going. I'd still be crazy, so I'll walk into oncoming traffic or something. So
it doesn't work. Crazy.
Yes, I remember coming back to Texas from Florida at some point and hit the storms that you will inevitably hit if you're traveling in the summer. It's just a given. Somewhere over Texas, there's always a summer storm, and hit one, and the plane kept dropping. And I told the flight attendant, I says, I'm going to need some drinks, and I don't even drink. And the guy next to me was like, well, it won't work up this high. I said, it don't work anyway, but I at least need to pretend like I'm like it's calming my nerves. And she was like, what do you want? I said, just bring some gin and put some lime in it. Y'all, I don't drink. Just to tell you, I do not drink. And she kept bringing me gin, and it was tasting like water. I was that scared. I was just downing them. Shot after shot after shot after shot. And then I walked off the plane, and the guy's like, how are you still walking? I was like, dude, this stuff don't work on me. It don't work on me. He says, well, you were looking like you were calm. Yes, I was pretending. That's called I was psyching myself out to believe that it was working. But no, it don't work. That is the worst. Oh, that is the most frightening, horrible, awful feeling to be in a plane and have it keep dropping. And it wasn't a small drop. It would, like, drop, you know. You know, that roller coaster ride drop. Oh, God.
No.
And it got worse after I saw Fight Club. Have you seen Fight Club yet, Ginger?
The old one, yeah.
The movie Fight Club?
Yeah.
You know when Brad Pitt says the illusion of safety at 30,000 feet? And then the guys in Edward Norton's like, what are you talking about? He says, look at these little things that they give you, the emergency card. He said, look at exit procedure at 30,000 feet. He says, look at, there's a plane crashing and their faces are calm as Hindu cows. You know that wouldn't happen for real.
This is a true story. True story.
Ever since then, it just made it worse. I've been scared to death. I was like, I'm not going to be calm. He's like, they give you oxygen. Oxygen gets you.
I used to go with a friend of mine in their little plane and never
hell no. There will be no little planes.
For the plane. Like, well, of course, you know, we didn't have full control of it, but we got to fly some, so.
No.
Yeah, it was fun.
No.
She was planes.
No. And this thing that we're talking about with the electrical devices and Danger Doll made it worse. She says, what would happen if we were playing our Animal Crossing, and what if it came up on the screen for the pilot while we were playing? I was like, oh, stop it!
Maybe kept interested and not fall asleep.
Oh, no. I want them to be able to see the screen so that we can land. Oh, see? No. This is part of the reason why I don't want to go to events. I will send.
People were landing planes long before we had those screens.
I know that, but I saw those crashes, too. Do you remember they used to have regular chairs in the plane? They just put regular chairs in there way back in the day, the beginning days. Did you all know that? I'm a font of useless trivia. Regular chairs, like the chair at your dining room table, is what they.
Wow.
Oh, God, I would have died. And there was no air conditioner. There was no compression. There was nothing. It just put you in there, and it just flew you. And if you just fell over, you just fell. There was no seatbelt.
That's how they fly the guys in the C-130s. You know, they just strap them into the sides.
That is why I'm not in the military. I did go sign up, but when they told me this was going to happen, I was like, oh, that's okay. Give me the apple.
Never mind. Never mind.
I'm going to go ahead and get back. All right, we got to do some more news.
All right, I'll do another one. Build cozy homes for the thriving gnomes in unique simulation game.
Sim?
Yeah. For a limited period of time, players will have the exclusive opportunity to download Gnomes Homes on iOS as a free game. Not for us. And a special collaboration with popular games and app portal Daily App Dream, which, by the way, if you're not checking it out, people, you should. Free games every day.
That's right.
Games developer Inert Soap decided Santa would be extra nice this year and grant you the wish of receiving this awesome simulation game for free. Gnome Home challenges you to build, maintain, expand, and be the caretaker of a thriving gnome borough in this highly unique and hilariously entertaining simulation game. Your tasks will be many and varied. Some would even say weird and crazy. Tame and adopt wild animals like fuzzy voles, sleepy lizards, or bouncy mice. Grow vegetables and fruits and explore the depths of the meadow for precious diamonds. Alright, so they say get ready for some serious fun as you explore the following features. You can dig deep through the ground and unearthing treasures or just worms. Customize the dozens of unique gnomes who join your burrow with unique names, clothing, hairstyles, and more. Build anything from simple chairs to cozy fireplaces and modern electric lights.
Oh, I want to play!
Voles, fireflies, lizards, kangaroo mice, and more. Let your gnomes do the work, set up a thriving community, then sit back and watch your gnomes go about their daily chores. You can also visit friends, connect via Facebook to journey to your friends' burrows, and play your map online from any device. iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, of course, is what they're talking about. No Androids here. Grr. Watch the weather change from bright and sunny to a cloudy day to a moonlight night. Yeah.
That's mean. Why would they do that to me?
And compete for special rare objects to make your burrow unique. All right, so again, that is Gnome Homes. It's on the Apple App Store right now. Head over there and check it out.
That's mean. All right, so apparently the people over there at, what happened to it? The people that sent us the German press release now has forwarded in English. It's a little messed up, but I can tell you after reading it, the Wu-Tang Clan would be proud. Cloud. They'd be cloud and proud. Okay, so players in the upcoming martial arts MMORPG Age of Wulin will experience a comprehensive PvP and reputation system. This is from Gala Networks Europe. This is going to be a free-to-play game. They are the ones who made the gpotato.eu portal, which is not bad. I kind of enjoyed playing their game for a while. They do make some decent MMOs. They're kind of early days of World of Warcraft-esque in the way that they look. Today, they've unveiled some more details about the Age of Wulin. The PvP system is supposed to allow you not only at any time to pick a fight with any other player, but you can also do it via social network system. That's right, PvP battles anytime, anywhere in Jianghu, the world of Age of Wulin. You can only find a couple of restrictions. They said, of course, only all new players and their characters who finish the intro tutorial haven't joined one of the 8 martial arts schools cannot be attacked. So if they're new, you can't just go in and start ganking new people, you know, people over and over. All you other people, though, you're free to beat the crap out of each other as much as you like. You also get special PvP achievements. Players can unlock achievements as they go along. I'm trying to translate this as I go, child. Sometimes y'all just need help. Y'all just need some help sometimes. You need to just get an English
person. Who's got this one this time?
Okay, so you can bribe the guards or do good deeds such as donating money to the needy to get further along in the game. In addition to your fight clubs, you can have up to 1,300 players in each school. So you can have your own martial arts school. 760 players can be involved in a fight at one time. Ooh, that is hot. Ah. Age of Wulin, again, was developed by Snail Games, and, again, takes place during the Chinese Empire. And, of course, if you have a fascination with Asian martial arts, and like all the stories and stuff from that time and that era, the Wuxia universe, if you've ever heard of that, is what it's based on. You can connect to 8 different schools, which follow 8 different styles of martial arts. And in the Age of Wulin, you need not submit to traditional level systems, they say. You're free to do it however you want to, master whichever skills you want to develop. So that means that's right. That means somebody's going to get their butt whipped. You have to figure out how to fight against like a million different styles. Tiger style. Age of Wulin also offers you can also be good or bad. Nice. And everything you do affects the game. Fantastic. If you want to go check it out, you can go over to gpotato.eu. I am not sure if their site is in English or not, so you go there at your own risk if you don't speak German or French or whatever have you. They're also doing some beta testing over there, looks like, for this game. So good place to go if you want to check out something new, maybe pick up a new language, some couple of words. That's a good way to learn a new language. That's how I learned how to type MMOs. So try it out. Looks like the website's kind of in English. Age of Wulin is English. Oh, and you can register for the beta. I think I'm going to sign up. I love fighting. I love me some martial arts. All right, it is time for us to go, peoples.
Yes, yes it is.
So if you're going to sign up for Age Bulin, this will be your theme song, and we will see you guys tomorrow.